leader.
Northern Territory Racing is alive and well, and Sky Sports Radio is right there for the 2017 Darwin Carnival. Catch the Darwin Tips every Saturday from 11 a.m. with local form analyst Andrew O'Toole here on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bingley, for a limited time, purchase any Westinghouse, Beko or Hitachi fridge and get it delivered. Plus the packaging and the old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details. Guys, whether it's directly or indirectly, all of us have been impacted by cancer. Here's an easy way you can make a difference.
Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. They're aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians.
But we need more blokes. So if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up at abcstudy.com.au. It can be done from home and in your own time.
It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. The Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. Get on board today at abcstudy.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens Saturday and a $100,000 projected quaddy pool at Wentworth Park Saturday night. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports lats.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5.30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5.30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on. Eat sport for brekkie.
Sunday mornings get the best harness and greyhound racing wraps on Chasing and Facing Rewind. From 10.30, we bring you the lowdown on all the Menangle and Wentworth Park action. Chasing and Facing Rewind. Sunday mornings, 10.30, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning, it is 6 past 10. Had a big day of racing today. Is at the Scone. Heath Courtney is there and he joins me now. Morning, Heath.
Morning, Mr. Cosgrove. How are you, mate?
I am well, mate. How's the day looked here at Scone today?
Absolutely gorgeous day here today, mate. Yeah, no, pitch perfect, mate. The track probably won't appear as nice as it has in the past, mate, due to the frost over the last few weeks, like many country tracks, but it should play beautifully, mate.
Yeah. All right. So a good day. A track officially rated?
Yeah, good four, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, good four. The rail, where will that be?
We're in the tree the entire, mate, right. Today.
All right, terrific. So all in all, you've just got a perfect racing surface.
We have, yeah. So we've been off for 8 weeks pretty well since Carnival, mate. So she is, gorgeous. Gorgeous throughout.
All right, so we're all under control. A great day lined up there today. Good on you, Heath. I hope all goes well.
Thank you very much. You have a good day. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Heath. Heath Courtney there at Scone today, and as you heard, the rail in the true position. Beautiful day, and it is a good four. It has been a bit cool out that way. It's been cool right throughout the state, hasn't it? When you look around, as mentioned, Canberra's been cold there in Goulburn the other day when we were talking with Danny Williams about a week ago there. That had been minus 9.7 rather than minus 10 across the weekend. So absolutely freezing. Now, the first head of that Scone getting underway at 12.20. We'll have Gary Harley join us in just a moment. And we'll take a look at the preview there. For the meeting, Gary will come up with all the winners for us and run through those as well today. We'll be looking at Canberra, John's course there. And Packenham today, we've got Ray Huxley. Mark Arundale looking at Grafton. Now, at Canberra, we've got James Tate calling there today. Gary Harley with us. Morning, Gary. Hello, Gaz.
Hello, mate. Yeah, just pulled up in the car park at Scone, to be honest. Beautiful day.
Yep.
Absolute ripper. Blue skies everywhere with a terrific week as far as weather goes in Newcastle, the Central Coast and the Hunter. And this is a good program, Sean. Very good program. We're on a good four, which is really good news. And I really like the meet there today. There's a bit of quality here.
All right. Now, the first, we put a line through 10 grasslands. 2 Levine or Levine, 220. Number 12, Terra Rain, 460. 7 Ruby Red Gift is $7, along with number 7 Zaganza Zoo. Now, 11 maximum, $9. One.com.au is 15. Four Duchess Royale, 18. Nine Say Order, 21. Five Liberty Mac, 41 with six Little Red Mondo. And three Undertaker, 101.
I like Levine. I thought the trial was a beauty at Randwick recently. First starter, trained by Matthew Smith. Just drawn out a bit, but it showed terrific speed in the trial. It come out of the gates running in that Randwick trial. It was quickly clear of the field. Then it wanted to... it was shaken up in the straight, but I thought the trial was really good. It wanted to run, really wanted to run. Now, 900 metres... is ideal first up. It won a trial at Hawkesbury prior to that, running second in the trial at Randwick. I think it'll be very hard to beat here, number two. I thought Bjorn Baker's horse was the danger. Number 12, Terror Rain, won a trial at Randwick and then trialed at Rose Hill recently, got behind the leader and was shown the whip just for a stride or two by Rachel Hunt. But the trial wasn't bad. It was only beaten a length or so by Colossimo. Number eight, Zazenga Zoo. I got it in for third. It was placed at Musselbrook the other day, beaten a couple of lengths. I don't know whether the race was that strong. And number 11, Maxima, finished down the track in a trial at Musselbrook behind Happens No More. The winner went pretty good. It's a roughie, Maxima, but it might run into places. Not a great lot of depth in the race, but I'm very keen on Levine. 2, 12, 8 and 11.
Righty, here we go to the next. Pull out number 6, Kinka Bay at 8. Got the tickets. Now 2, Happens No More, 260. 1, Clever Nick, 390. 3, Lapel David, 550. 4, Mr. Casson, $6. 10, Atomic Meteor, 11. Number 9, Angora Princess, 13. 7, Hydalite, 18. 11, Love for Willow, 21. 5, The Debater, 26. 13, Rabbitude is 51. 12, Olympic Girl, 101.
Another first starter, Brett Kavanagh's horse, Happens No More. Gee, I thought it trialled terrific at Musselbrook there on the 4th of July on a soft track. It was last out of the barrier in a field of 10. Got up on their heels at one stage, and then when it got clear on the straight, it went to the line really strong and absolutely bolted it. Beat Escrimador. It was, you know, not pushed out Escrimador, but I thought the trial was terrific. Got a good barrier. Cav's having a fair bit of luck. He won a race at the Grafton Carnival, the Monstar, very unlucky in the Ramorny, and he's back home here today. In fact, I look across at his stables where I'm sitting in the car right now. So I like it. One Clavanic for Chris Lees. First up today, thought the trial was good. Pulled its way up outside the lead in a trial at Wyong. And was all, you know, three wide all the way in that trial. He never moved on it. She didn't, Louise Day. Has run a couple of placings. Long way, a third one day at the Beaumont track. I beat a long way, but prior to that, when it ran second at Cessnock, it raced very green that day, an over race. Might have been a bit stiff that day. So it's got a chance in the race. Number four was my third pick, which is Mr. Casson, trained here by Peter Bloomfield. It only got beat about a length of three quarters the other day at Musselbrook, a couple of placings at Scone and at Dubbo prior to that. And best of the others, mate, in the race is number 10. So my numbers here are 2, 1, 4 and 10.
Now 11, Miel Sagosia comes out of the third. 14, Sweatball, $4. Number 2, Cogito, $4.20. 4, Naya, $4.60. 5, Sandwich, $7.50, along with 7, Athena's Voice. Then we go to number 10, Minnie Toto at $10, 6 Saddle Winner, 19, 8 Bella Portugal, 21, 3 Uncle Sam, 34, 9 Divine Nature and 13 Rona Mist, both 51, and 12 Reddy's Queen, 101.
I like this one of Chris Lees's here, Cogito, number 2. It only ran fourth the other day on the heavy 8 at Musselbrook, but it's much, much better suited today on a good track. Run second at Tari prior to that on a good 4, behind We're Smoking. And it's got a 4 placings out of 10 starts. Got a bit of a tricky draw, but Rachel King's aboard, and I think it's got a very good chance. 4 Naya, it's been around you know, the placings and run placings a number of times, 5 out of 9. Here at Scone, it's been placed in 3 runs here. It'll run on all right in the race. Number 5, Sandwed's been promising to win a race for a long time. 16 starts for 6 placings. 2 placings lately at Crindai and Tamworth. It's not without a hope in the race, Sean. And number 6 is my 4th pick. in the race, which is Subtle Winner. I'll throw it in for fourth. Got a bit of Ipswich form before it come to, well, I think. I don't know. No, Cav didn't have it, and it was trained by Marcus Wilson. It's first run for Cav today. 2, 4, 5, and 6.
Full field, the fourth. 3 Pill, 330. 1 Gone Viral, 460. 4 Aussies Ready, 480. 5 Enjoyable, 650. 7 Lease of Life, 750. 6 Royer, $8. 2 Miss Bunny Hoppers, 10. 8 1 Tin Soldier, 21. And 9 Snazzy Bird, 126.
What price Miss Bunny Hop, number 2?
Hang on a sec, I'll go back for you. It is
$10. $10, gee, I reckon she's got a big opening.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, she's had a couple of nice trials lately. She runs second, just beaten in a recent wiring trial by Table 2, and Table 2 goes very quick. She's a smart horse. Last early, this one, ran on well. Thought the trial was very good. I reckon it's got a terrific chance at $10. Gone Viral, been racing well. It ran second at Tari the other day, won on a good 3 at Cessnock. The firm going, it doesn't mind that, a good 4, got to be a good chance. Here's one of the bit of odds, Sean, is Roya. Runs the best races here. She's won 3 races, 2 on this track, 4 placings here, nice and fresh. Look out, she don't storm down the outside. She's done that here before. And number 3, Pell. I don't know whether you saw the interview with Pat Farrell with Greg Radley at Musselbrook the other day. It's named after George Monsignor Pell, and he's in the headlines, and this horse was at Musselbrook when it won the other day. So I'm going to throw it in. 2, 1, 6, and 3.
Leave me right out. Full field the next.
Well, the only problem was Pat forgot to put the L on the end.
Ah, right.
It's only P-E-L, it should be P-E-double-L.
Yeah, rhymes with hell. 3 The Baker, 260. 2 Navio Mist, $4. 6 Torrio's Delight, $5.50. 4 Amatilda, $8. 5 Trades Hall, $8.50. 1 Little Red Shoes, $9.50. 8 What a Party, $19. 9 Armageddon on at $23. 7 Double Agent, $34. And 10 Enthusiasm, $151. 3 Hail Marys and 2 Our Fathers for you, big fella.
Yeah, and a set of the rosary. Mate, he's a promising horse, number 3, The Baker. He's had 3 starts, but his last run at Musselbrook 5 months ago, he was very impressive winning there. He wanted to hang in a bit down the straight. He hit the front at the 200. He was too good. The run before, he was certainly beaten at Musselbrook. Gibbo pulled him to the outside, and he was going to win, and he collided with another horse, tried to hold him in, and he forced the passage through, and he flew to the line, got better length. He's in a very good stable with Angie Davies. She's got 2 great chances today, and he's one of them. Number 2, Navua Mist. Well, I don't know what to make of her. She hasn't been with Chris Lees that long. She's owned by Nick John Starr. She ran second at Gosford first up. She had really good speed. Then she was, I thought, disappointing at Tari and Kempsey. Thousands as far as she wants to go. She will hit the ground running. She's got plenty of speed. I'll give her another chance, put her in for second. 6 Torrio's Delight for Jan Bowen. Not without a chance in the race. Then number 4, now Matilda, won a weak race the other day at Musselbrook. But could be a hope in a race like this. 3, 2, 6, and 4.
Righty-o, 6 Longchamp Blast, number 11, Killy's Culture, and 15 Enthusiasm come out of race 6. Now 3 Magic Name, 340. 4 Remittance at $5, along with 7 Hyper Zozo, and number 8, Don't Doubt Her. Now 5 Anticipate, $14. 2 Ophiel Costa is 15. 10 Macphilas, 15. 9 General Harmony, 16. Then we got a 1 Enterprise Mount is $21, along with 12 Pretty Smart. We got 13 Raganza at 34, and 14 The Garrick, 71.
This is Angela Davies' other horse, number 3, Magic Name. I think he's all right, this horse. He had a run at Musselbrook in July last year. Only got beat half a length that day when he led. Then he went to Crendi, and there was a mishap at the start. He got badly checked. Their run was enormous. He'd come from last and just got beat. Had a good spell. Come back, outstanding trial at Gosford behind Prince Dylan. He choked him in the trial, Shane Arnold. Never let him go at any stage. So on the strength of that trial, he was $1.45 first up at Musselbrook. Never handled a heavy track at all. Josh Adams said that. He rode him. He'd never comfortable, but he still had the class to get up and win that race, that maiden. Today, he will love a good 4. He's got barrier 1. I know maiden of a class 1, a lot of people don't like it, but I think this horse will get the money. I think he's all right. Number 8 is my second pick. Don't Doubt Her. led the other day, which surprised me at Coonamble. So Rod Northam's taken the blinkers off today. Form's only been so-so recently, but goes very good on the home track here. Number four is a stable mate, I think, to it, Remittance. He's had a couple of runs after a 13-month spell. Placed at Dubbo and Coonamble. Rod's got it too. Daniel Northey, all right. Got a bit of ability. And best of the others. Number seven in the race, Harper Zozo. A last won a race at Bathurst, then second at Mudgee. 3, 8, 4, and 7.
Eight Bon Natale comes out of race 7. 2 Barricade, 260. 3 Fratellino at 4. 4 Randiki, $5. 7 East Our Toy Boy, $9.50. 1 is CB at 10, along with the 6 Letchworth. Then 5 Road to Shangri-La, 11. Number 9 Ruling Queen, 19. 10 Don't Tell Linda, 41. And 11 Hour of Peril, 201.
Best bet of the day, Barricade. He is absolutely flying, this horse. All credit to Peter Bloomfield, because this horse had a lot of quirks. And Peter will tell you he still has. I interviewed him the other day at Gutter Derby. He has got him flying. Sean, from his last 5 starts, he's had 3 wins and 2 seconds in which he was beaten 3/4 of a length both times. And one of those was at Randwick on a heavy track in the highway 2 runs back when his run was an absolute ripper. Went to Gutter Derby the other day. Greg Ryan rides him terrific. Greg was back on him at Gunnedah. That was 4 of his last 5 Greg's ridden him. And on a track that was biased, he come from back and he demolished that field to win by 3 lengths. Back on his home track today. He'll love the long straight here. Have a good track, no problem. He's won a couple of good tracks. He's my bet of the day. Fratellino goes okay, number 3. The old combination, Robert Thompson and David Atkins. Sean, way back, they had a lot of success together, as you know, Reckless Tradition. They won a Mooney Valley Cup with him, and then he ran 7th in the Melbourne Cup. I think that was the one that Atkalak won. And then they went to Victoria with Moss Rocket, won the Churnside, a Group 2. Mm. And over the years, they've had a great association. Fratellino is a horse that loves to lead. He won 2 on the trot at Tarrion at Newcastle, failed on a heavy at Warwick Farm the other day. I'd imagine the clean will be to lead and Robert, you know, to try to slow him down, give him an easier run as possible in front. And he could prove hard to run down, but I just think Barricade's going that good that he'll be a bit too good. But you never know. 4 Randiki, well, what Randiki's going to turn up today? If he does his best, he'll run a race. And number 7, best of the others in the race, which is, he's our toy boy, 2, 3, 4, 7.
All right, the next event, we've got a full field, the final, race 8. Now, 2 Sheilarized at 4 even, 5 Artistic Beauty, 440, 7 Ultimate Fantasy at $5, 1 Last Try Wins, 550, 3 Germani at 10, 9 Stan at 12, 4 Marman, 13, 10 Skin Deep, 16, 6 Demeister, 23, number 8 Triple Hero, 41, 11 Mr. Haar, 61, 12 Exotic Fever, 81, then 13 Subway Surfer, 101, and 14 Little May, 126.
Terrific race. I'm going for one at about $5 or $6. And its name is Ultimate Fantasy, number 7. Now, this mare was with Greg Bennett. And when Greg went away, she went to Kim Waugh. She was very good first up, winning at Newcastle. Second up, she got beat 3/4 of a length at Hawkesbury. Third up, she got beat 1/2 length coming from last at Gosford. Terrific run. Went to Goulburn, come from last and won. And the other day at Newcastle, she got beat 3 lengths when an odds-on favourite. She does not like, or I know she's won 3 on soft tracks, but she's much better, Kim reckons, on a good track. And she's back here at home here at Scone where she's been placed in 3 out of 4. I spoke to Kim about her yesterday. She said, I hope the track's good, and it is. She'll get back. And Greg's on her today, Greg Ryan. I think it's his first ride on her. She'll get back, but she'll be very hard to hold out late. But she'll be very strong at the end of the mile, and she'll love this track here today. Number 4 is my second pick in the race, Marmon. He may need a bit further, and he may need another run. But the long straight here at Scone over the mile will suit him ideally. He's won up to 2,200, and he'll be getting home. He's another one of David Atkins. He's trained by, ridden by Alison Threadwell. Last Try wins. He's got very good form. Well, it's last run anyway. When it got there three quarters of a length on a highway, class three at Rose Hill, behind It's a Fait Accompli. Prior to that, got beat four lengths in the Wingham Cup behind Mr. McFadden, who won the South Grafton Cup. Got very good form, got a big weight, no claim for Bucko, but you've got to respect it, certainly, on that last run on the highway. Number two, best of the others in the race, Sheila Rice. Just been a bit ordinary, I thought, since it come to Chris. Lees, we'll see what it does today. 7, 4, 1, and 2.
All right. Yep, stand out.
Number two, Barricade.
All right. What about Quaddy?
Couple there at big odds today. Miss Bunny 2.
Yeah.
Ultimate Fantasy. You know, they're horses you can back each way, mate.
That's what you want. Get a quid going into the weekend. What's your Quaddy?
The Quaddy. I knew you were going to ask that.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
Have it ready.
Oh, that's the only you wouldn't. That's why I asked you. Here he goes.
Let's have a look here.
Flicking pages.
You're going to be there for me anyway. You can yell them out.
Well, I haven't.
It's a bit awkward sitting. Oh, you don't write it then. Oh, good work. You've all got a lot of faith, haven't you?
Totally. I'm putting my faith and trust in you.
First leg, 3, 2, 6, 4.
Mm.
Right. Second leg, just 3 and 8. Then we go to race 7. I went there. I put a bit of insurance in here in race 7. 2, 3, and 4. And race 8, 7, 4, and 1. Won't cost you a fortune. We got bailed out early yesterday in the quaddy, but the three meetings before we got the quaddy, a couple of them at big odds, 900, 700. But yesterday we were knocked out very early.
Oh, well, hey, as long as you win, it beats bank interest and Robin Banks, doesn't it?
We'll be right, mate. It's a delightful day. A little bit of a breeze, but the day's an absolute ripper. Let's hope our friends out there can back a winner, Sean.
That's what we want. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear you through the day with the late mail.
Yep, good as
well.
Thanks, mate.
There we go. Gary Harley today at Scone for a great day's racing. 26 after 10, Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, we bring you Australia's most comprehensive racing coverage. Key to that is our team of experienced presenters, including Russell Veitch.
Every race day is different, and that's what makes it so exciting. It's a great buzz when we guide our listeners into backing winners through the Tab Market Movers.
Tab Market Movers, caller updates, all geared to help listeners enjoy and hopefully profit from their punting. Russell Veitch, part of our National Racing Service, every day on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Winter is here. There's no better way to shake off the winter blues than by celebrating Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Warm yourself up with a traditional festive lunch while enjoying spectacular views of the home straight.
And the rockets.
Catch all the racing action, including the listed $150,000 winter stakes. Celebrate Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
At Bingley, for a limited time, purchase any Westinghouse, Beko or Hitachi fridge and get it delivered. Plus the packaging and the old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Ride the night with Trackside. For the first time ever, you can now experience the thrill of trackside thoroughbred, craze and harness races under lights. Switching across to night racing from 7 p.m., you'll see trackside as you've never seen it before. So, light up your night and play trackside at your local tap venue. Gamble responsibly.
Aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians, Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study.
If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you.
Guys, if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up today at abcstudy.com.au. It's easy to do and can be done from home in your own time.
So come on, help yourself, your family and future generations in the fight against cancer. abcstudy.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast. Sports Breakfast. Sports Breakfast.
Channel 7's Josh Masood on the coaching future of Warrie Daly.
Yeah, he was asked about three or four times last night and just rolled out the same line that I've made it clear I've decided what I want to do. Well, that to me says that he's not going to continue because it's not his decision whether he does continue, but it is his decision whether he stands down. I think he would have been more comfortable standing down, obviously, off a series win and handing it over to the next person, which everyone's saying is going to be Brad Fittler. But now it's out of his hands.
The Big Sports Breakfast, 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, TAB and Volkswagen Amarok.
Good morning, it's 10:28. I'm Victoria Samba, making news in sport. The Titans have confirmed that Jared Hayne, Nathan Peets and Jared Wallace will all play in Saturday's match against Cronulla. The Dragons will be without Origin star Tyson Frizzell when they take on the Raiders tonight in Canberra. Frizzell's been given 6 days off to recover from a tough injury Origin campaign. Venus Williams will take on Garbine Muguruza in the women's final at Wimbledon. In tonight's men's semis, Sam Querrey takes on Marin Cilic and Roger Federer plays Thomas Berdych. Alexander Lacazette has scored his first goal for new club Arsenal in last night's friendly against Sydney FC. The Gunners were too good for the A-League side, winning 2-0 in front of a packed ANZ stadium. And Aussie Olympic diver Melissa Wu will compete in four events at the World Championships in Hungary from Friday. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Enter your rising two-year-olds now in the select English ready-to-race sale at Oaklands Melbourne. There's no passing commission and entries close Friday, August 4. Details and entry forms, see inglis.com.au.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports, lads.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the Big Sports Breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5:30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5:30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the Big Sports Breakfast into your ears. Go on. Eat sport for brekkie.
Winter is here. There's no better way to shake off the winter blues than by celebrating Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Warm yourself up with a traditional festive lunch while enjoying spectacular views of the home straight.
And the rockets.
Catch all the racing action, including the listed $150,000 winter stakes. Celebrate Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
Ride the night with Trackside. For the first time ever, you can now experience the thrill of Trackside thoroughbred, craze and harness races under lights. Switching across to night racing from 7 p.m., you'll see Trackside as you've never seen it before. So, light up your night and play Trackside at your local tap venue. Gamble responsibly.
At Bingley, for a limited time, purchase any Westinghouse, Beko or Hitachi fridge and get it delivered. Plus the packaging and the old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Celebrating the best New South Wales racing. Sky Sports Radio.
Now they're going to the barriers and about to get set for the third at Farlap in New Zealand.
Heavy tracks before. We remember her winning the Messina Land up at Hokitika, so she should be able to cope on these track conditions, but she hasn't raced for such a long time. So great to see her back at the races. She's got 63 kilos as well. It's going to be a monumental task for her. Going 2-5-4-1, Matt, and what should be a pretty interesting race. It's got a few bits and pieces around this race, hasn't it? A blaze certainly adds to the puzzle.
Yeah, we're going to know a little bit more after it, aren't we? Something's burning, as we've said. The stats are there. Hayley Marie, she's very classy. She has won first up an open company after 10 months. That was over 1,400 metres. She's had a few issues.